on paper, we have human rights norms and standards and human rights laws, but in terms of the reality of enjoying them, they remain largely aspirational. We have the 2013, the new constitution, that has an expansive bill of rights. Citizens are not yet fully enjoying those rights for a number of reasons, including the lack of alignment of laws, the lack of political will and commitment, and also at another level, the lack of provision of resources towards ensuring that people enjoy human rights.
Would you say the situation is getting any better or worse?
It is a mixed, because in terms of on paper, there has been progress. Clearly, the new constitution is more progressive from a human rights point of view. But in terms of lived reality, also particularly because of the spreading extreme poverty, it is one of the key drivers of human rights abuse and violations in the area of socioeconomic rights. So people's access to education, people's access to health, people's access to adequate food and to water, all these are we now experience more violations in this area of socioeconomic rights. Although when you look at civil and political rights, there has been a decline in levels of political violence, which you compare with, say, the widespread political violence of 2008. But when you look at social economic rights, things are getting worse.
And what is it, Mr. Mavinga, that you want to see the government doing right on this particular day?
What is needed is a clear commitment and political will by the government in terms of putting resources and prioritizing human rights respect. That is the first thing that needs to happen. At the moment, it is disheartening that the political leadership of the country is consumed with internal squabbles and fighting around succession, and the headlines in the papers all have to do with jostling for political power and not meeting the aspirations and needs of the people of Zimbabwe.